among the important message from the Bible. The first most important message from the Bible. The first one is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The second most important one is knowing who Jesus Christ is. You jam these two, the case of hell shall not prevail. And why? He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Which rock? The rock of the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. That is the assignment of every preacher. These two things: to let the people know who Jesus Christ is, and to lead that person to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I still need to ask you this question. Why he was asking that question is because among those he called, he was not somebody else that called. He personally called. Among them there was a Judas there, and he knew. Not only Judas, amen. The other ones, all they know him is that they know that he's an unusual man that has come to start another religion that seems to make more sense than the one they have been following, because there is something unusual around him that confirms the supernatural thing around him. But who he is, well, we don't know, but sir, we'll just follow and see how the thing will end. Yeah, that was the disciples. You know who he is, so that you will know his name. There is the man Jesus, and there is the name Jesus. There is the man Jesus, and there is the name Jesus. So that when you call Lord Jesus, so that you will know what you are saying, you are actually calling the name of the Creator of the heavens, not the name of the man. You are not calling on the man that was hanging on the cross on Calvary. There is a man that was hanging on the cross on Calvary, and there is the name of the father of the man that was hanging on the cross on Calvary.
Welcome to the Bright Voice.
Stand up with your Bible. Open Matthew chapter 16. Let's pick a text there. There's a question that the Lord Jesus Christ asked, and it's one verse there, verse 13. That's where we're picking our text from. Matthew 16 and verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Go to Matthew 22 again. Matthew chapter 22. Hallelujah. From verse 42. Amen. From verse 41. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Amen. They say unto him, the son of David. Verse 43. He said unto them, how then doth David in the spirit call him Lord? Saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Hallelujah. And so we'll be looking at a topic that I titled, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? You know why it is important I stress this message? Who is Jesus? Amen. But today, I want to emphasize this little topic. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Why I say so? Amen. That is the beginning of your Christianity. The knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. And you have to know who he is before you can truly give your life to him. And so many people are giving their life to a God that they don't even know. So many people are giving their life to Christ, and who that Christ is, they don't even know. Don't know. Amen. Why did he ask those Pharisees? The Pharisees, they were those that rejected him. And they rejected him based on who they knew him to be. As far as the Pharisees, who were the religious juggernauts of that time. As far as they knew Jesus, all they knew he was the son of a carpenter. He even said, some of them have gone to research and they discovered that now somebody else pregnant that woman, not even Joseph. So it's possible that he's from an act of adultery somewhere. Amen. Amen. Well, but as far as they know, he's in the lineage of David. Joseph and Mary, they are all in the lineage of David. So who is he? Who is Jesus Christ and whose son is he? Amen. And they answered him based on what they knew him to be. Who is he? He's the son of David. And he quickly corrected them. Amen. How can he be the son of David and David is worshipping him? In the spirit, David saw him and called him my Lord. How then can his son be his God? Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they were looking at him. So who is he then? Praise the Lord. Okay. That is for the religious people. For those of you who are following me in God, the disciples, you eat with me, you drink with me. Amen. I still need to ask you this question. Why he was asking that question is because among those he was not somebody else that called. He personally called. Among them, there was a Judas there. Amen. Praise the Lord. There was Judas, and he knew. Not only Judas. Amen. The other ones, all they know him is that they know that he's an unusual man that has come to start another religion that seems to make more sense than the one they have been following. Because there is something unusual around him that confirms the supernatural thing around him. But who he is, well, we don't know, but, sir, we'll just follow and see how the thing will end. Yeah, That was the disciples. Let's wait and see. And so he knew all of them, they were following like that, and he thought, he felt as them. Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? What thing are they here? What thing people they talk? What thing are they here? Let's read it. Matthew 16. Matthew 16. Let me read it again from verse 13. Hallelujah. When Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And the disciples, they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say you are Elias. And others say you are Jeremiah. And some say, you must be one of the prophets. Amen. And is that not the controversy till now? Till now. Who is Jesus? Some say he is the second person of a Trinity. Hallelujah. That's how they know him. Some know him only as a miracle worker. They have nothing more they know about him than whenever they have problem, they run to church. They hold on to that name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Blood of Jesus. When you ask them, what is the meaning of the blood of Jesus? How does the blood of Jesus save you? They know nothing about it. Nothing. What is the difference between the blood of Jesus and my own blood? They know nothing about it. But all they know is, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Why? They grew up in a family that was calling Jesus, Jesus. So they go to church. They went to Bible school, what do you call it, Sunday school. They go and they have Bible at home. They do morning devotion. Their parents told them Jesus is the only true God. Like PDP and APC. Make sure you don't join any religion other than we are assemblies. In assemblies we grow up. We are Catholic. Now Catholic we grow up. Catholic is the first church. Forget all these Protestants. They all protested from the mother church. This is the church that is continuing with where the first bishop, Peter, started. So the Catholic, they are looking at all others as rebels. We are the original church. And that is it. So that is why somebody is proud, is more proud to identify with the church that he belongs than to identify with who is supposed to be the founder of the church, the Lord Jesus himself. You see? Praise God. Listen. This is important. Okay, verse 15. That is what they are saying. Some say you are Jeremiah. Some say you are John the Baptist. Because he died and he can't resurrect again. Amen. Some say you are Elijah. Some say you are one of those prophets. Then the question now. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? You following me now. Whom say ye that I am? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why did he say that? Listen to the discussion that went further. Verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, my emphasis, anytime I read verse 16, see the way the Holy Ghost caused Peter to say it. There is this emphasis, that qualification of the word they. They means there is a reference. If I say this is the Igbo, it means there is something we have known before of Igbo. So if I say this is the Igbo, amen, it's referring to something concerning him that we had known before. So he said, this is, he said, thou art the Christ. Amen. The Christ, because they were expecting Christ. They were expecting a Messiah. The anointed one, Messiah. That's the Christ. Hallelujah. He said, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou. Blessed art thou. Amen. blessed art thou, because this revelation that you have, no Pharisees don't have it, because all they know me is that I'm the son of David. But you know that I am the Christ. I am the son of the living God. So you are blessed. Praise the Lord. I love his discussion with Thomas when he resurrected. People were telling Thomas that, you know, Jesus Christ has resurrected. One of the disciples. Amen. He said, alive. Unless I see where they nail him. Because if they nail him, blood came out, there must be scar. Oh, glory be to God. If I don't see it, I will not believe. So when Jesus Christ saw him after some days, and I met him, I was telling him, Thomas, oh yeah, come and touch. You see I'm here. You see I'm here. So it's true. And he told him, he said, you see before you believe. But blessed are those who will not see yet they will believe. Are they here today? Are they here today? Can you clap your hands for that blessing? Amen. Because the church shall live by faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, he said, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah. Then he said, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And it is important that we stress this aspect, that you know who Jesus Christ is, that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, it is not flesh and blood that has revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And he went further to say, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Upon which rock? Thank you. The rock of revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Church, listen. Listen very well. Three important, or rather, among the important message from the Bible. The first, most important message from the Bible. The first one is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The second most important one is knowing who Jesus Christ is. You jab these two, the case of hell shall not prevail. And why? He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Which rock? The rock of the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. That is the assignment of every preacher. These two things: to let the people know who Jesus Christ is, and to lead that person to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is the hope of glory. You will not go in the rapture. You will never go to heaven. You will never near heaven unless you have received the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And when we talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we are not talking about somebody picking a gift. Take. You want Holy Ghost? Yes. If you want Holy Ghost, come out. Then you come out. You want Holy Ghost? Oh yeah, take Holy Ghost. You don't receive and say, that's all. You are saved. Amen. I thank God for Christianity. And I thank God for the spirit of revelation. And I thank God for making me be part of the end time move. And the end time move is the spirit of revelation. Amen. Somebody asked me, praise the Lord, hallelujah, Pastor, I've not been baptized. I am worried because I know that if I die now, I will not go to heaven. I want to be baptized. I want a baptism. Water baptism. And I said, listen, on the phone, I said, there are many people that did correct water baptism, even in the church here, and not all of them will go to heaven. There are people that enter that water for water baptism, but they did not enter there for salvation. Why? Because it is not just about entering the water for water baptism. Water baptism is a demonstration of something that you believe. What do you believe? You believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for you. And you can never believe that Jesus Christ died for you until you know who He is. You must know who He is before you can truly give your life to Him. Church, you must know who Jesus is, because altar call has become a religious ritual. And somebody sent a text. He said, Pastor, why don't you call altar call? I want to give my life to Christ. Eh? I want to give my life. I don't know why. Are you people against altar call? Well, I replied to him. I don't know whether the person is here now. Praise the Lord. And so, of course, sometimes we do the altar call. But we have gone beyond altar call coming here. Praise the Lord. Because you may come there for people to see that you came out. But real repentance is in your heart. The altar is in your heart. And you don't have to come to the altar before you give your life to Christ. It's a decision that you take in your heart, not at that altar there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. If you know who He is, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It gives you faith, strength, confidence, boldness, when you know who you are in Him. Hallelujah. When you know who you are in Him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so it's important that you know who that Jesus is. And then He said, flesh and blood cannot reveal who Jesus is. People who want to know God, they go to school of theology. Can I tell you something? No Bible school can reveal to you who Jesus is. Amen. No man, no institution can reveal who Jesus is. Amen. The reason is because no man knows. Can we open it? John chapter 6. I'm taking my time reading it so that somebody will mark it in the Bible. And after today, by the time I finish this series, I expect somebody to review your relationship with God. And then make a definite stand now to give your life to Christ based on who you know Him to be. Who He is to you. And what you are supposed to be to Him. This knowledge is so important because it is the basis for your Christian faith. The basis for your Christian faith. This knowledge is so important. If not, why will the first church age? If you read the book of Matthew, the history of the church, the Christianity, and see what people went through for their stand for Christ. The way they tortured men and women, children, pregnant women. Go get it. Fox's Book of Martyrs is one of them. You read that. And when I read it, and I just begin to see I thank God that I gave my life to Christ at this, or that I came to earth at this age. Oh yes. I don't even know whether if we were at that time, whether I would have given my life to Christ and followed them. What they went through, they were killing them, slaughtering them, torturing them, burning them alive, feeding them to hungry lions and leopards and animals. Feasting on them, people were looking. Why? Because they stand for Jesus. They refuse to follow their idols. They refuse to follow the religious order of the day, to stand with the true church. And for that, they were killing them. Killing them! But that is one of the cases of hell. Jesus Christ said, will not prevail. The more they were killing them, the more people were giving their lives to Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Why would they do that? Certainly, there is a revelation they were standing upon. That revelation was so much until they did not see anything worthy on earth here to compare with the glory that Jesus Christ had gone to prepare for them. They chose to stand for that glory than the momentary enjoyment of the earth here and die and end up permanently in hell. There's a revelation. There's a revelation. And unless you catch that revelation, you will never understand why the Spirit of God is screaming in this age to put away worldliness and be more heavenly in your approach to life. You will never know until you know who He is. What He has come to do for you and for me. And what He's coming to do again here on earth. Where He is now, what He's doing now. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And how He has translated you from darkness to light. You are all going to hell. We are all going there until mercy, His mercy, came and chose you. And when you look at it, that of all members of your family, that's what I was telling somebody today. Amen. If you know who this Jesus is, you'll be ready to, and what He has done for you. Hallelujah. Oh, if you know who Jesus is, who He is, and what He has done for you, it is that knowledge that determines the type of Christian that you will be. Not the type that we go and then be living anyhow life in your secrets and still carry a label of Christianity. Ministers, pastors, all they see in Jesus Christ is what they can get from Him. The money they can make as they enter the ministry. It's based on who you know Him to be. All you see about Jesus Christ is a source to make wealth. So when they look at this Bible, they are searching for scriptures that they can use to make more money every time. Oh, prosperity. That's all they know. That's all they know. No, He's more than that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How can I know what I know and then charge you before I pray for you? Use my office and ask you to lie for you that I'm going to the mountain to pray for you. I know too much to do that. I know too much to do that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are songs that we sing that we don't even know what inspired that song. It is from deep meditation. Deep meditation. When He says, I love that man of Galilee, for he has done so very much for me. Now He must have considered the things that He did for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's face it, we are human beings. Any human being through whom you became something, you know how, you know, you appreciate him. You won't do anything to hurt him. Even his children's children that you jam. When you remember their father, you do good to those children. It's true. Amen. Because every opportunity you want to show appreciation. You want to show appreciation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul looked at everything he was going through. He saw his achievements that he achieved. In education, he was rated the highest. In the Jewish religion, a Pharisee of the Pharisees, that is, they were the ones gone that carry Pharisee doctrine on their head. Hallelujah. He was among those that was leading the persecution of Christians. Because he went contrary to their doctrine. So in fame, religious fame, he was among the Sanhedrin Council, the highest ruling religious. Maybe he was the president of the Christian Association, or Pharisee Association, or whatever they call it. Amen. But when he came across Christ, and got to know who Jesus Christ is, all that knowledge that he acquired, what did he say he did with them? He threw them away because he counted them as what? Dung. He knew the vanity of all that he had known. All that he knew was not leading him to eternal life. He threw it away. And when he held on to the one that would give him life, he started facing problems. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and see his testimony there. How many times they caned him? How many times he went to the prisons? How many times he escaped death? How many times he faced frustration? In Paris, he listed everything there. But at the end of it all, he said, "But what shall separate me from the love of God that is in Christ? What shall separate?" He mentioned it. If he like come with persecution, he can't separate him. He will threaten him with death. For him to live is Christ. And to die is what? He says it's gain. It's gain. Why? There's a knowledge that he had. And it's not a knowledge that some of us have. Because your knowledge is because you were born in a Christian home. That's all you know. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Yeah, Jesus loved me. Yeah, Jesus loved me. The Bible tell me so. That is what the Bible tell. You don't know anything more than what the Bible says. That's all. Apostle Paul say, in all this wahala, he said we are more than conquerors. Why is he a conqueror? Amen. Because no matter what I face, you can't stop me from being a Christian. Yes, that all those persecutions and those threats could not stop him. That makes him a conqueror. All the temptation, the trials, anybody, true child of God, you are going through, all is to make you denounce that faith and turn back to the world and go to Babalao and stop going to church and stop serving God. That's all he wants to achieve. If not, before you became a Christian, some of you here, your life was better, isn't it? Sure. But as soon as you gave your life to Christ, it is struggle, 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 struggle. And it is time for us to know whether you have victory, you're a conqueror or not. But the only thing that will keep you there, despite all the problems you are going through, is the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. That's all. When that songwriter was meditating, hallelujah, he looked at all the troubles he was going through. He looked at all. And he said, when peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to know,
it is well with my soul.
Oh, it is well, know the story. You know the story behind that song. Yes, now. In a particular place where the whole of his family, his wife and all his children, had that shipwreck and all of them died. Years after, he was passing the same route and reached that spot. And the devil is there to remind you. You say you'll be preacher. See now, all your children, see the space, all of them died here. So what's your gain for serving God? Now you have no child, nothing, no legacy to leave behind. That is when that song began to come to his. That's when he began to sing that song. In that situation, when you should be crying, he said, it is well. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And whatever it is, another songwriter looked at what is going on around him. And all he says, my heart shall sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone
along the trail.
Along the trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final hope until today. My heart will go on singing. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Be seated one moment. Chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the bride has made herself ready. Among the important message from the Bible, the first most important message from the Bible, the first one is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The second most important one is knowing who Jesus Christ is. You jump these two, the gates of hell shall not prevail. And why? He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Which rock? The rock of the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. That is the assignment of every preacher. These two things: to let the people know who Jesus Christ is, and to lead that person to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I still need to ask you this question. Why he was asking that question is because among those he called, he was not somebody else that called. He personally called. Among them, there was a Judas there, and he knew. Not only Judas, amen. The other ones, all they know him is that they know that he's an unusual man that has come to start another religion that seems to make more sense than the one they have been following, because there is something unusual around him that confirms the supernatural thing around him. But who he is, well, we don't know, but, sir, we'll just follow and see how the thing will end. Yeah, that was the disciples. You know who he is, so that you will know his name. There is the man Jesus, and there is the name Jesus. There is the man Jesus, and there is the name Jesus. So that when you call Lord Jesus, so that you will know what you are saying, you are actually calling the name of the Creator of the heavens and earth. Not the name of the man. You are not calling on the man that was hanging on the cross on Calvary. There is a man that was hanging on the cross on Calvary. And there is the name of the father of the man that was hanging on the cross on Calvary.
Welcome to the Bride Voice.
Amen. Knowing who Jesus Christ is, that's why he said, the just shall live by faith. Faith there is revelation. The just shall live by revelation. Hallelujah. He said, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without revelation, it is impossible to please God. Revelation number one is knowing who he is. And let me quickly add that this revelation is not revealed to everybody. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is the way Apostle Paul put it. Chapter 2, verse 6. He said, how be it we speak wisdom, amen, among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. He said, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And one of it that we must know, praise the Lord, in Luke chapter 10, so that we understand, except the Spirit of God reveal it to you, you can never know who God is and how to worship him. You can never know. That's why he said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, Peter, but my Father, which is in heaven. Why? Luke chapter 10. Now that scripture, verse 22. He said, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father. Can you see now? That scripture is still standing before us today. He said, nobody knows who the Son is. Only the Father who sent him, only him knows who he is. So you can now, okay, let me finish that. And nobody knows who the Father is but the Son. Who the Father of Jesus Christ is, nobody knows. Only Jesus knows who his Father is. And if you are going to know who the Father of Jesus Christ is, he said, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. So, if you are going to know who Jesus Christ is, the Father will have to reveal who he is to you. And if you are going to know who the Father of Jesus Christ is, you will have to go to Jesus Christ to tell you who his Father is. It means there is a mystery there. Praise the Lord. That is why also in John chapter 6 and verse 45, I want you to underline it in your Bible. That's why I'm reading them. John chapter 6. So that you understand. Hallelujah. From verse 40. Amen. He said, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son, somebody shall seeth the Son. Say it again. He said, and everyone, that is the will of the Father, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him. Seeing the Son is not face to face. You see him, it's not seeing with your eye like this, because the Pharisees saw him. Judas saw him with their two naked eyes. So it's not that type of see. To see there is understand who he is. And based on that understanding, you believe him. You can never believe him until you see him. Until he is revealed to you. Until you understand who he is. So that is how, what that verse is saying. I read it again. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Hey, praise the Lord. Verse 41. The Jews, they murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus the son of Joseph? Whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? He came from heaven.
heaven to earth.
To do what?
To show
from the earth to the cross.
What did he go to do?
My death.
To pay my debt.
You pay. From the cross to the grave.
To do what? Yes, sir.
From the grave to the sky.
Oh, yes.
Lord, I lift your name.
Say it again. Say it again. Say it again.
You came from heaven to land.
Oh, yes.
You showed the way. From the head to the cross.
That's your
Lord, with all the debt we could not pay, and he paid a debt that he did not owe. What is the debt? The soul that sinner shall die. Well, we are all entitled to die, for all have sinned and falling short of the glory of God. The cause of sin that took place in the Garden of Eden has led us to be living like animals. Although for every human being, but that man stepped down from eternity to time, left his glory, and came like a human being. He came like a human being. People didn't know who he was. And we must know who he is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he didn't know what he was doing as he was going to the cross. They were beating, they were killing, they didn't know what they were doing. And did that songwriter consider it? I hear the Savior say, the strength indeed is small, child of weakness, watch and pray.
Find in me thine all in all.
Hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all to be my own. Sin has left a Christmas day. He washes white as snow.
You know why? Why I remember this song? I didn't cram the song so. These songs are scripture to me. These songs that I sing, they are scriptures to me. As I know John 3:16. That is how I know. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen. The song of a Christian.
Oh, the Spirit divine, oh, my nature refined, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
And Jesus Christ in Matthew 11:28, he screamed, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to me, cometh to the Father except by me. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Praise the Lord. Now, these words, you don't just read them like that. You read them and meditate on it. Meditate on it. And you have to know, if he said come, he will give you rest. You have to understand, what rest? Rest from what? Amen. Rest from what? When after I give my life to Christ, I saw so wahala, they follow me. So it's not that type of rest you're thinking of. Praise the Lord. And when truly you look at the cross, look at the scriptures, go back to what is suffered on the cross on Calvary, take a mental picture, then you will know why that songwriter also said, just as I am without
holy,
but that thy blood was shed for me,
and now that leads me home to thee, O Lamb of God, I call, I call.
Somebody said that she's always seen a, she has seen a revelation several times. You see Jesus Christ hanging on the cross, bleeding in a revelation. And says she's confused. Amen. Now all this type of revelation is God trying to let you know what Jesus has done for you. Why are you still living that type of life? He's trying to pull your attention to the cross. That rugged cross. Praise the Lord. He's telling you, and that type of revelation comes only to a backsliding Christian. God is looking for a relationship with your, his child. And he sees you, you have broken the relationship. You are going back to the world. You are living the nonsense life unbelievers are living. And then he will show you back to the cross. You will see Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. And what is produced is supposed to produce for you is what that songwriter also said, I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I've trod. Now I'm coming. Coming home,
coming home, coming home.
Never more to roam. Oh, 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 why thy arms of love.
Lord, I'm coming home.
The writer of that song didn't write it to sell it to make money. The writer was answering a call from the Lord. That's why I said that altar call begins from your heart. When he said, come to me, he's not saying come with your leg to him. You don't come to Christ with leg. You come with your heart. And I still emphasize, you can never come to Christ, truly come to him, unless you have known who he is. That's why, for some time, I will want by all means using the scriptures to let you know who Jesus Christ is. That is the revelation that has defined my Christianity. We were discussing on Tuesday with some brethren here. And then they were saying something. He said, they discovered that it is very easy for me to forgive. To them, he said, I have a large heart. Amen. Now, see the terminology they are using. Instead of them to see that I am a Christian, they are using worldly terminologies to describe who I am. Amen. Because my life was condemning their own. So they want to make it look as if I have a special nature. They are calling it nature. Nature. Every human being has a nature. You do me, I do you. Who likes to be cheated? Amen. You do me, I do you. Kill me, I kill you. Even if I die, my spirit will pursue you. Yes. But when you see somebody, a human being, that has the capability and the ability to fight back, and you do him, and he keeps quiet and looks at you, and says he forgives you, and even show the forgiveness by action, you know that there is something behind it. There's something behind it. It's a revelation. It's a revelation that I have. It's not. Not that the thing what you do not offend me. It doesn't offend me. Oh. I'm a human being. But there's something that constrains me from acting. And it is a revelation. Praise the Lord. Anybody, listen, I have said this several times. I'll continue to say it because people may be hearing me for the first time always. That every human being has the ability to stop doing anything bad. That you have not stopped it is because you have not realized it is bad. The day you discover what you are doing is bad, you will stop it. Am I saying something? Don't you ever justify anything you are doing. Don't say it's a weakness. I don't know. Anytime my problem, I don't. Except I don't stay near woman for long. If I stay near woman for long, my body, this thing has made me fall several. That's the only weakness I have. It's a lie. Why is it the only weakness you have? Why are you not having other weaknesses that can affect your life? Why are you not having the weakness of smoking Indian hemp? Yes, now. Praise the Lord. Amen. The day they gave you cigarette to smoke, I have my friend. Amen. He's an Air Force general. When we were officer cadets, he said he wants to do what Moses they do. Okay, I used to smoke Igbo when I was in school. He said he went and bought Igbo and decided to smoke one wrap. Amen. What they ended up doing with him was to tie one hand to the bed, tie the other one, because he actually ran mad. And that was his first time of taking Igbo. When he recovered hours later, because they had to give him all manner of things to sedate him and make him sleep. From that day, amen, Igbo, cigarette, nothing. He said, Kai, that's why I'm for romance. But this, my friend, is a chronic womanizer. Chronic one. Hallelujah. Listen, why has he not stopped fornication, adultery? Why? It's because he has not seen the effects of fornication. The day he knows what fornication is doing to him, he will run away like he ran away from Igbo. Sorry, I say Igbo. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, have you not seen women that got involved in a relationship with a man that messed her up? When she escaped from that relationship, any man that come, he go run. They don't come. Even if not the better one, they come. Everyone becomes a suspect. Yes, now. So don't you ever say, I cannot do without drinking. Every time, na beer they drink. Then one day, your body, you go peace. Every second, you go peace. Every second, you go peace. You say, what did happen? Then you go hospital. They say, the sugar level in your blood. It don't go like this. Now, stroke remains. Yeah. unless you stop drinking beer. Make I see whether you go feel go back again, go drink that beer. You know you won't go back to drink that beer. You say, hey, nothing they keep me with this beer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, now, brother, you can't do without sleeping with a woman. But the day that woman tell you, say, he get not be only HIV, AIDS. Let me see whether you say, I can't control it. I can't. You know you will stop. You know you will stop. You know you will stop. You won't say, I am charged. I don't care. I'm charged. I don't care. You know you won't do that. You know it. So, let nobody say you cannot stop doing something that is right. The only reason is because you have no reason to stop it. The day you find a reason to stop any bad thing, you will stop it. You will stop it. You will stop it. A young girl and a young brother here wants to marry. She said, should they hear me now? And the brother came to me to say that there's only one, he loved this girl, but there's only one problem he has. That the girl has anger. He said, anger. Now, anger. The girl, they look at me now. They look at me. Don't worry. I don't know if the thing come. I don't know. I get under control. Don't worry. When you lose this one, the next brother come, you lose them again. The third one come, you lose them again. Nobody will take you for deliverance. Anything. Sister, don't come to me for deliverance. Oh, I no go pray one big kikiri for you. Nothing. No deliverance that can stop you from changing anger to be a sweet spirit. You never see the need, that's why. I said, nothing like that. You know you are the architect of yourself. You know that this is the reason why at this first problem. And you say you cannot stop it. It's because you have not seen reason yet. Wait first. The girl is still young, that's why. No, don't worry. Continue with the anger. You see young, very young girl, very young. She still thinks she's in the market. Don't worry. When they come, they go. Smarter now, you remember, you will soon say, that's how they expire. Oh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No, but that's the truth. So anybody that you are doing any bad thing, and everybody they tell you, now person they tell you, say you they do bad thing, it is because you have not yet realized that thing is bad. The day you realize it, you will stop it. Christians don't know what is acceptable before God and what is not acceptable. That's why you live the kind of life you live. Because you don't know who this God is. You know him to be a merciful God. Because his mercy is endurance. It endures forever, not eternal. The word forever is different from eternal. Forever has a time lag, it will end. Eternal has no end. Forever and ever, it means for long. But it has an end. Because that same merciful God, the Bible says, is also a consuming fire. That same Apostle Paul that preached about the love of God, also preached that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. And the reason is because the hammer of God never come on you, that's why. Continue, you hear? Continue. The day the hammer of God will come, nobody will deliver you. Where will you go for deliverance? Who can cast out God? The day you realize that, you will check your life. You will check your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, you know they fear anything. I will let you know that you fear something. If you don't fear anything, check around you. Why you fear witch? Yes, now. If you know they fear anything, why you lock down when you sleep? Yes, why you put burglary proof? Yes, now. So I know they fear anything. I know they fear anything. I know they fear anything. Yes, you know they fear anything. Go ahead. It's a lie. You they fear. If you hear boom, bomb explosion, now you'll be number one to run. You say you know they fear. You they fear. There's something in you where they fear. Yes, because the only thing is that you fear the thing where you know. Now the thing where you don't know, now you know fear. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you hear say suicide bombers don't land Lagos, some of you know will come church. And it's because you don't know God, that's why you don't fear Him. If you know who God is, you will tread carefully. And all the stories in the Bible are there to let you know who God is. I am the Lord, I change it not. And you are looking at only one side of Him. He judges. He destroyed fornicators in Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed them with fire. I am the Lord, I change it not. And you are still involved in homosexuality, lesbians. And you are holding the Bible in your hand, making caricature of the God you are calling upon. And you say you will go free. Others who did that in the Bible, did they go free? What makes you think you will go free? I am the Lord. I change it not. No, you don't know this aspect. If you know this aspect, the Bible says you will walk out your salvation with what? Fear and trembling. So the knowledge of Christ is important. To know who He is. Know who our God is. So He can help us to walk with Him. And every day until we go home, we will continue to be studying to know more and more. That's why we come to church. Every day, He lets us know Him more, better and better and better and better. Every day, nobody will finish knowing God. Because He remains God. He remains mysterious. So we want to learn how to walk with Him. Because some of us don't know how to walk with Him. Some of us don't know how to walk with Him. It took a long time explaining how God answers prayers. How God answers prayers. And not too many people here listening to me here even understood what I was saying. From some phone calls. I was talking about the power of the spoken word and our attitude towards the things that we have committed before the hand of God. And I should stop speaking negativity around it. Yes. I said, say it. You create the world around you by the things that you say. And only to see me get home, somebody's sending me a text. I think it's a woman. And telling me that I believe. He said, I want you, concerning this situation, I want you to speak to it. I believe if you speak to it, it will the power of the spoken word. I said, you see now. Did that person understand me? I was telling you that you have the power to retain your deliverance or reject the deliverance by the things that you say. It's true. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are the best intercessor for your problem. I hope you know that. Eh? Who the pinch? What in the column? Who wears the shoe knows where he pitches it. Eh? It's true now. When I preach here, I'm not trying to point you to me. The time for that type of Christianity is gone. It's gone. I can join my faith with yours, but not for you to depend on my faith and claim to be a Christian. You are not a Christian. The same blood that speaks for me, speaking for you, the difference is a revelation. I'm acting on a revelation. You are acting on an ignorance. Walking with God ignorantly. That's why we continue to talk about who Jesus is for some time. Praise the Lord. So that you get a proper picture of who He is. And know that the picture that is presented to us is not correct. He's not a third person or second person of any Trinity. There's nothing like that. Our God is one, not three. And one plus one plus one is three. There's no 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 1. There's no mathematics like that. And don't say it's a mystery. Yes, it's a mystery. Praise the Lord. It's a mystery, but that mystery can never be known by a mathematical equation. It's nothing. Mathematics is mathematics. 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 3. So don't say 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 1. There's nothing like that. It's a wrong picture. There's only one God. You go to heaven, you see only one. But how he became Emmanuel is what we will begin to study. God with us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look at the story of Ruth so that you understand the kinsman redeemer. You know who he is. So that you will know his name. There is the man Jesus and there is the name Jesus. There is the man Jesus and there is the name Jesus. So that when you call Lord Jesus, so that you will know what you are saying, you are actually calling the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. Not the name of the man. You are not calling on the man that was hanging on the cross on Calvary. There is a man that was hanging on the cross on Calvary. And there is the name of the father of the man that was hanging on the cross on Calvary. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We will show you the mystery. So that you will know anytime you call that name Jesus, why every knee must bow, both in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. That name Jesus, when you know it, who is the owner of that name, you will then know how to, sacredly hold on to that name. That name will no longer be for exclamation. When you know that, after all, nobody sitting down here listening to me plays with the name of his father on earth here. Does anybody that plays with the name of his father? Everybody references the name of his father. You call my father's name anyhow, I will fight you. My father, now they joke with my father. But when it comes to the name of the father of all fathers, the creator of the heavens and the earth, not many people know his name. Therefore, they play with it. Comedians play with it. Yes, prostitutes play with it. Everybody, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And Satan makes sure that that name is blasphemed and made caricatured of. And by that, the power is downplayed. When you don't hallow that name, how can that name be useful to you? When that name is an object of play, how will you benefit from the power? You have removed all the power from that name with your jokes and irreverence. So, at the name of Jesus, now your situation is remaining like that. Because that name means nothing to you. So it can't work for you. So you are praying and nothing is happening. And yet you are calling upon the same Jesus that others are calling upon. But the difference is a revelation that goes with calling that name. So we are here for vigil and we must pray in that name. Amen. That song that I said, there is power in the name. That name, Jesus. Every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus. See, David faced a Goliath. A small tiny boy faced a giant that the whole nation was afraid of. But he came in the name of the Lord God of Israel. You see the emphasis? You came to me with your sword and your spear and whatever it is. With your size and you are harassing everybody. But I come to you in the name of the God of Israel. That man, David, must have known the importance of that name and he has held it to use it when it is time to use it only. And when you hold that name like that, praise God. When it is time to use it, when you call that name Jesus, there's a power that is released. All from a revelation. A revelation. Ask your neighbor, do you know Jesus? Ask four people around you. If you know Jesus, stand up.